brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 11th day of August, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Paul Watson joining us from England will give us a little 10-minute report at the bottom of the hour, how the Brits are responding to the government's fear-mongering, saying this is the greatest threat that England has faced since the German Blitz. That is just ridiculous. We've also now gotten some hindsight on the fear-mongering announcements that they arrested 21, now a 22nd, pregnant lady, eight months pregnant. Oh, we're all about to be killed by her. It's so deadly. Give up all your rights. Bush's approval ratings are now going back up. And they admit they're trying to politically capitalize on it. Again, who has the motive for all of this? We're going to go over it today. Meanwhile, the neocons and their followers are busy beating the drum, openly saying World War III is absolutely needed, and it's just going to be wonderful. And just like they claim that Saddam threw dead babies out of incubators or that the Iranians make Jews wear yellow stars, again, back of the paper admitted that that was all lies, but front of the paper, people read that, the general public still believes both of those things that the government admits were hoaxes. Well, they now claim that Iran is going to launch a Armageddon with imaginary nuclear weapons that do not exist on August 22nd. This started last week in the Wall Street Journal. And the professor that reported it said that this is just vague conjecture of some small Muslim sect that he is then extrapolating their text. He literally is making this up, and he says it's not true, but by the time it gets on to neocon sickos like Glenn Beck and the rest of them, it is certain the Muslims are going to kill us, and the end of the world is August 22nd. And, of course, when it doesn't happen, the neocons won't get in any trouble for this. They'll just go on to the next hoax and continue hoaxing a general public that is so in the dark, 30% of Americans don't even know what year 9/11 happened in a major poll that came out 2 days ago. Don't even know what year it happened. And guaranteed, these same people don't know the Bill of Rights, don't know the Constitution, can't find Iraq on a map. But I'll guarantee you that 30% loves George Bush and thinks he's conservative. These are people who literally don't know anything about anything. They just mindlessly like herd animals, like a stampede of lemmings. They think open borders are conservative. They think the end of this country is conservative. They think massive big government is conservative. These people are scum. And, of course, they're all herded and controlled by the Judas goats, the Glenn Becks and the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys of the world. And that's why we'll probably lose the Second Amendment and lose total sovereignty, and then this country is basically going to be gone very soon, and these people are such stupid scum, they won't even know it. They won't even know it. They don't care. They're trash. All right, I'm going to control myself. I hate them so much now. As a real paleo-conservative who really wants to save the Second Amendment and our sovereignty, I see our country literally sinking like a ship, literally on the edge of keeling over on its side. We're taking water quickly, and I watch the deck covered with a bunch of bleating, ninnying, nattering, mindless people who think our enemies are our friends. It's too rich for me to have to sit here and face this. When we get back, though, I'm going to engage in the supreme effort to calmly go into the analysis I brought forward yesterday with more detail, more angles, on why I believe, barring a gargantuan effort, a monolithic effort to expose government-sponsored terror, that we see the confluence, the intersection of all these different elements. I see the New World Order staging a spectacular war provocation, that is terror event, in the next 2 months. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is very important radio. Again, stay with us.
It's here at After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's been a long and dangerous and sad and frightening week. It is Friday, the 11th day of August, 2006. Darja Mall, fresh back from the front lines in southern Lebanon. He's also been in Syria, been in the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. He's been there for, I guess, about a month since the fighting started. He got there right when it started and has just got back yesterday. He'll be joining us from a good old landline, not a sat phone. In fact, again, he was down there in Qana and some of the places where the big massacres took place. And Darja Mall, an American of Lebanese descent, a Christian. I know most of the neocon types out there think that all people from the Middle East are Muslim. That actually shows how stupid and ignorant you are. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour. Paul Watson for a little 10-minute report at the bottom of the hour in about 20 minutes or so. He'll be coming on because he's in England where they are on red alert. In the country itself, here only our, quote, airports are on red alert. First it was a dozen airports yesterday. Now they're saying hundreds more. I have the AP report here that will be under. So see, now it's martial law here or it's there. And we decide, well, the whole country might as well be then. We know they're using the airports, federal admissions. I've seen it come out of Ridge's mouth. To train everyone, and that life in the airports will be life on the streets of the U.S. And now they've announced They're going to have troops and police and FBI and Viper teams in shopping malls. They want to put turnstiles and X-ray machines in the shopping malls. This is all being announced, but the border will stay wide open. But let me calm down right now and just go through the analysis. That's why you're tuning in to the broadcast. I noticed there were some blogs and news articles I got emailed yesterday where people kindly posted on hundreds of websites my alert, my red alert, that the global crime syndicate, the military black ops squads, the indicators, the pattern, the signature is there, that I've only seen one other time right before 9/11. And this one is not as clear as 9/11. I want to be specific on that. 9/11 was so obvious, so many indicators, so many parts to the pattern. It's kind of like a connect the dot. There were more dots on 9/11. In fact, there basically weren't even dots. It was someone had already connected them. Really, if you knew what you were looking at, there it was, so I could go on air and say, on radio and TV, call the White House, tell them, don't attack the World Trade Centers and blame it on your asset, Osama bin Laden, there'll probably be airplanes being blown up and involved in it. That was just because I had their own manuals, their own handbooks, I'd seen their past actions, I had a few sources saying, look out, something coming in New York, and I saw CFR members go on CNBC and brag about how there was going to be massive terror attacks and they were going to take all our rights. And they were celebrating, and these guys do it out in the open. And there were literally hundreds of other points. I mean, you know, that's the problem. I study this, I look at it, and then I try to articulate it. It's very complex. Really, it's an art form. It's like somebody who's an expert on football, been coaching it their whole life or watching it their whole life, and they eat, breathe, and sleep it. And you ask them, well, how did you know they were about to run a bootleg 49 to the right? Or, you know, how did you know they were going to do a handoff? And it's just you've been watching it so long, studying it, that you know what you're seeing. You can tell the body language, all of it. And again, it's not like I'm one of these people that gets on air and goes, Houston will be nuked on this date, and then it never happens. And I don't get on air and I say, you know, why there's shootouts with French intelligence underneath in Chicago, and they're saving us from the Mossad. And, of course, it's all just made-up disinformation tripe from the same people that always bring you the disinfo. I don't do that. I don't follow the rabbit trails. I don't jump on every bandwagon. That's why, despite all of my crazed, bombastic rants, people know there's something real to this broadcast. People understand that we really do our homework. We really do work hard. My biggest falling, my biggest shortcoming is that I calmly do the analysis, and then I get all upset about it, and I get on air. And it takes energy to, you know, get on air and articulate this, and it kind of like is adding a match to gasoline. I go ahead and explode. I mean, this is upsetting to know we have a government that carries out terror attacks that's totally criminal, and hundreds and hundreds of their crimes are admitted publicly, stuff that's so horrific, each crime is enough to overthrow the whole government, and they're putting in a cashless society, dehumanization, control, tracking, taxation grid, and a large portion of the public literally doesn't even know the basics of the planet we live on, geography, politics, sociology. They don't even know what those words mean. And again, I'm not even that smart. That's what shocks me. The real world is so incredible, so dynamic, so exciting, so exhilarating, so horrifying, so complex, so beautiful, so ugly. How could you not look at it? How could you not want to understand it? How could you not want to spend your life learning how the world works and being involved? Not these people, man. It's all about self-gratification, all about the next bestial level of their brain they want to feed. And folks, that's got a part in your life, but you're supposed to be balanced. Literally, the people that just feed and feed and feed at nauseam their animal centers are totally unhappy. And they're like, no matter how much I feed my centers, no matter how much I sink into the flesh, I just get more unhappy. Well, of course you're not happy. Humans are first and foremost builders, creators. People 100 years ago wrote about rocket ships to the moon and laser beams and computers. We envisioned it. It was then built. As Genesis, the first book in the Bible, tells us, we were made in God's image as creators. We literally are a shadow of the entity that formed the heavens. And even if you don't believe in God, which I do, look at the evidence. Look at us. Look at what we do. The potential is limitless. You cannot deny it. We are creators. We envision, and then we manifest with that brain. Our brain is such a powerful computer that we envision something, we imagine something, and we can actually create it very quickly. And instead of taking 50 years for something that humans envisioned to become reality, now technology is doubling exponentially. It was every 2 years, but see, it keeps doubling so fast. Now it's doubling every 14 months. And the experts that look at this, depending on what type of technology, are saying it's going to start doubling every 6 months, and then doubling every month, and then doubling every week, and then doubling every hour, and then doubling every minute. Do you realize, and the elite doesn't want us to have access to that, they are scared, they know that new elites are going to rise who develop technologies before they do, so they want a global monopoly, a system where they can suppress and dominate and oppress populations, but more importantly, technology and development of technology, so they can have a monopoly, so they can enjoy all of that, and we get none of it. And like they haven't just said that we're going to get none of it, we're going to be exterminated and one child and vaccinated and sterilized out of existence. No. I am the progeny of those that struggled before me. And my progeny, again, I love my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren as much as I love my children. I don't have grandchildren yet. I don't have great-grandchildren, but I want to work to ensure that my progeny goes forward, and I live on through that progeny. And you know, grandparents out there, if you could hold your great-great-grandchildren that aren't born yet, you know you love them as much as your own children. So we're fighting for them. We have an elite that has hijacked human development. We have an elite that hates our development, an elite that seeks to destroy our development because they're greedy and self-centered, and because they're threatened by you being free. And they're using terror to scare you into submission so they can put the final touches on their control prison, on their control grid, and it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So to put it in a nutshell, Tom Martino had me on today, a big national show, and he's like, Alex, why do you think everything's a conspiracy? You know, I know the government is doing some bad stuff, but, you know, is everything, is this latest thing, is this the government? You know, why do you think that? And I said, because the last, I haven't counted them up, it's like 50-something fake terror alerts and fake busts, just in the U.S. alone, and every time, a week later, a month later, sometimes a year later, it comes out it was totally staged. Every time, it's an FBI or MI6 agent leading the group. Every time they go out and create it out of scratch. Every time they either totally set up people who are totally innocent, or they go get some idiot to shoot their mouth off at the mosque, and the government hypes it all up and acts like they were about to destroy the entire planet when they don't even have weapons. I mean, look at Miami. Look at Canada. Look at what just happened in London in the last few months. Look at how they claimed that the Muslims had ricin and were going to kill half of London. Turned out none of them had ricin. It was totally made up. That's admitted. Made up by MI6. Made up by the military. Then you've got other real events where the FBI cooks the bomb, trains the driver, gives them the detonators, lets the bombing go forward, World Trade Center, where they go out and find people, and actually our government leads real Muslim extremists to attack us. Yes, there are real cases, but it's only as real as far as our government goes and does it. Same thing on Oklahoma City. Same thing. I mean, it's a fact. Again, the government has the motive. Look, Bush's approval ratings are going up. And when we get back, I'm going to go over it. In the 5 short minutes we've got before Paul Watson joins us, I'm going to lay out why, as it stands now, you are going to see a massive terror attack in the next 2 months. I'm trying to really study it and narrow down where it could be. I've got a few scenarios that I think they may launch. Stay with us.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yuck. They can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, so to boil it down, this is what's happening. The PNAC boys, the globalists, openly have said they want to invade 65 countries. They have successfully taken two of those countries over. And, of course, Serbia was on the list before that, so they did that back in the late 1990s in the successful total overthrow in 2000, and they killed Slobodan Milosevic, of course, with the poison which was found in his blood. Then the UN claimed he'd poisoned himself. Yes, sure. That makes a lot of sense. So they are killing and taking over the leadership of the governments that they wish to invade. They want to go into Iran and Syria. They're all over the news. claiming that Iran plans, and you go research it, there is no connection to reality. It is not in the Quran. It's not in their teachings. They say that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, believes the end of the world is on the 22nd of this month and is going to destroy the planet. I mean, I have the articles. It says he is going to start Armageddon, and then no evidence of how he's going to destroy the planet. It's like saying, I'm going to destroy the planet. And, you know, I have the power to fire laser beams out of my fingers and, you know, power beams like a superhero and blow the planet up. But it doesn't matter. You have a general public in the U.S. who can't differentiate between cartoons and superheroes, you know, X-Men, and reality. And they just hear Ahmadinejad, it's all over radio and TV, is going to blow the planet up. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's all over the news. He's just, the end of the world is on the 22nd. So that's another one of the reasons I said the globalists are going to pull something. They are pulling out all the stops right now. They're saying that Ahmadinejad is behind Lebanon. They're saying Ahmadinejad is planning to cause Armageddon on the 22nd. They're saying Hamas and Hezbollah are in the U.S. and England and are sure to strike us, and it's sure to be nuclear, and that they supposedly got it from the North Koreans or the Russians or the Pakistanis. And so I see all of this. I see the neocons are out in force saying nuke, 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 like they never have before, just like a gaggle of crows chirping, and you know, it's a chorus of bleating individuals, and they're saying only thing that can save us is an attack on Iran. We must attack Iran. So you have this background noise that, remember, the average American is kind of just halfway listening. And you can walk around a restaurant or listen to the, you know, people at a bus stop. I mean, I've been doing it, and they're all, have you heard World War III? Yes, that madman's going to blow us up. Even people that are somewhat informed are, yeah, I know our government's bad, but that man in Iran, the one with the beard, he said he's going to blow the planet up. Didn't say that, but believe me, that's out there now. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it at the water cooler at work or at church. So, and he wants to make Jews wear yellow stars. I mean, that was in all over the news for 2 weeks, and they admitted it was a hoax, but that was in the back of the paper. The retractions are small. All they remember is that he makes Jews wear yellow stars. So they're hyping all of that, and they've had all these fake terror busts that we know were staged, and then now they have this big one, and now the government's saying, we don't know if we can stop them all. We don't know. It's getting tough. You got to work with us. And Bush's approval rating starts going up, which they've commissioned, the White House admits, they've commissioned focus group studies of, would the people support the president more if there was another terror attack? That wasn't just in Capitol Hill Blue. That was in the Associated Press. Months after Capitol Hill Blue reported on it a couple years ago, 2 years ago, the White House had studies done. And now we know there's that new Republican memo saying they know that their ratings will go up if there's another attack. And so the fact that his ratings now a day in are going up is an even more of an encouragement for these people to stage another attack. Now, they could do something small like claim a jet's hijacked. They've already nerve-gassed the crew. The government will have it all set up. This could be a plane that doesn't even have, you know, supposed patsies on it. And again, they've done this before, so they could do it again. And then have our troops, have our military shoot it down, and then have the big controversy, but most Americans will support it, and then it'll be like Bush is a big hero. I hate to give them ideas, but this is a I know they fought it all out. They're really smart. That's on the good side of things. Sure, it'll kill 200 people on a plane, but Bush could get a huge boost. The globalists could get a big boost out of that. The next biggest step would be a string of truck bombs going off. Of course, this is all the less likely stuff. The more likely, something really big is what I'm seeing happening. The next less likely, but getting more probable, would be a string of truck bombs, minimum of 5, maximum of 15 or so, that go off simultaneously. But it would go something like this. Police will bust the truck bomber, and it'll be real cops that are tipped off, and they'll be like 2 mentally retarded Muslims. It's always this way. They'll be on welfare. And it'll turn out they had FBI handlers, but that won't matter. There'll be a truck bomb that's about to go off. They'll bust them 30 minutes before, and it'll be like the show 24. They'll go on the news and go, everyone stop! Police, emergency, check everywhere, guard the buildings! Oh no! Simultaneously, they're going off! We didn't stop them!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Welcome back. Dar Jamal, just back from Lebanon, the front lines in southern Lebanon, just back to the U.S., will join us in the next hour to talk about all of the fake terror attacks our government's been caught carrying out in Iraq. You know, we shouldn't forget that our government, we know, and the Israelis and the British have all been caught red-handed blowing up mosques, shooting police, bombing crowds of people, assassinating leaders they don't like, or people they do like, who they want to blame it on their enemies. You understand? They've caught British SAS. They've caught Israelis. The Marines have caught Israelis dressed up as Arabs going around shooting Marines. And it's in the foreign mainstream papers. There are incidents, and people are told to release them and shut up. I mean, so all three governments are doing this, the U.S., the Brits, and the Israelis. And so the establishment likes to claim, well, what, it's all, Alex, you're saying it's all the government? Yes, either it's totally provocateur, it's set up, or it's completely staged. Every once in a while, there'll be a real Muslim woman who lost her son and daughters, and you know, she'll go into a Jewish restaurant and, you know, kill 8 people barehanded with a butcher knife. Men. I mean, that's how angry these women get. And that happens every few months. And yes, that's real, ladies and gentlemen. And there are real Palestinians that get machine guns and shoot at the Israelis. And there are occasionally real suicide bombings. But we've studied it. In most cases, the funding for the suicide bombers actually comes from our government. I'm not, yes, the evidence is there. You go, well, why is that? To keep a military state, to not have peace, to keep the crises expanding. This is a military form of government. They want war. This is war provocation. The military hardware manufacturers want war. They're making over $100 billion a year in weapons sales and contracts in Iraq alone. The war on terror is costing another $100 billion a year. That's on top of the $600+ billion for the mainline defense budget. There's now a whole new budget, over $100 billion in anti-terror here in the U.S. And now you can't get a scholarship to be a professor or a scholarship to be a scientist. No, now it's a scholarship for Homeland Security at all the finest schools. See, the economy is shifting over. First, the military-industrial complex took over the industry and the media and the colleges, and now they're going to take over all the other major industries and make the economy a police state economy. With tens of thousands of graduates with master's degrees and with four-year degrees graduating college right now for Homeland Security, and it's all for surveillance and tracking and all of this, they're going to find terrorists, folks. And terrorism is the Second Amendment. It is family rights. It is property rights. It is listed as such. Oh, it's a reign of terror. We're going to enjoy. You better believe they're going to provocateur bust. You better believe they're going to go out and entrap and set people up. You better believe the government's going to outright carry attacks out. Because this is the new America. It's a way of enslaving us, grabbing our property, and then capturing us as an engine to go invade the planet. And that's the official plan. And I'm telling you, I see all the lines intersecting right now for anything from an A-bomb going off to a string of dirty bombs down to a staged event where they shoot down a passenger liner and claim it was hijacked and have a big drama for an hour while it's hijacked, and they'll even have little recordings they're playing over the radio of, they've got me, the hijackers are here. I mean, it's just, you can see the Hollywood script, and they already did it on 9/11. By the way, you know, there's all those air phone calls, most of them from phones from 8,000 to 32,000 feet from people's supposed, you know, private phones. But then it gets pointed out that several of the calls were from air phones. What's the air phone calls where the stewardess is going, I can't breathe, there's something in the cockpit, which fits in what I was told by Pentagon sources of how they gas the people on board. You see, again, another issue. The point is that I see the same rhetoric, the same gleam in the eye. We know their agenda is stalling to attack Iran and Syria. They're not going to be able to do this, but they're on TV saying World War III's here. We've got to do it. It's great. And then there's no provocations in the Middle East, so they start one with Lebanon. They spin it that Lebanon is just defending itself. Excuse me, that's a Freudian slip because they are. They spin it that Israel is just defending itself, when Israel is routinely bombarding southern Lebanon. Hezbollah is always attacking them. And those troops are always being captured. They just hype this up, and it's not going to stop. So they need to go into Syria. They need to go into Iran. They're saying they openly may strike them any day now. Bush is openly saying it. But they're not going to get the people behind it unless there's a big attack. I don't think it's going to cut it having a string of, we foiled this attack, we foiled that attack, oh, we're on red alert in England, and we're on red alert in American airports. And I think Bush's approval ratings, now it's being reported, the preliminary numbers came out today, that his numbers are going way up right now, from 30% to as high as 40. And that's going to embolden them to go ahead and say, see, it's going to work. And they've also got to try to short-circuit the 9/11 truth movement. If they carry out another big event, people won't remember 9/11 anymore. It'll all be the new event. And then if it's something like an A-bomb that's clean, a low-yield, maybe 1 megaton, 2 megaton bomb, it'll kill tens of thousands immediately, hundreds of thousands over the next week. It'll cause nationwide panic, just what they need to radically come in and make the permanent change in the U.S. to total police state. So what do you do to stop it? You make it a major buzz. You call into every major talk show in the country, local, national. You pick, each of you, two shows you're going to call in a day, a local show, a national show. You call till you get in. Once you get in, you drop websites that expose 9/11 as an inside job. and you talk about how the government or criminal elements of it are about to stage new terror attacks and how important it is to get the word out on this, to start World War III. Again, you explain they need to do this to kickstart World War III. If there's enough of a buzz, just like I said, call the White House and call Congress back on in July. And the phone calls went in, and we documented that thousands of phone calls went in. But the mainstream media won't touch it with a 10-foot pole because there's more evidence of government prior knowledge. Again, I mean, if I even knew it was about to happen, what did the government know? All right, joining us from England, I appreciate him coming on board. He wrote four articles yesterday. He's getting more out today. They're the most insightful and on target out there about this escalation. We are entering World War III right now. If you had a chance to stop World War III, would you? Don't look back in hindsight and wish you wouldn't have gotten the word out. Paul Watson, good to have you on with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
You join us from Sheffield, England. Your brother's in London, also reporting for us on what's happening in England. Paul, go through the chronicle of false flag, fake terror bust, and fake alerts, and then give us the latest on what's happening right now in Airstrip 1, the capital of Oceania.
Okay, well, to understand the latest terror alert scam in Britain, we need to look at it from the perspective of the fact that the British government has been totally and immensely discredited in faking terror alerts for the past 5 years. In 2003, January 2003, 2 months before the war in Iraq, the British government said they had found the poison ricin in a flat in Wood Green in London. Immediately afterwards, Blair's ministers went out on a PR campaign to push this great new threat that they'd averted by finding this ricin in London. The British government sent these samples they'd got from the flat to Porton Down, which is a bioweapons government research facility. They did the analysis, and there was no trace of ricin, the actual completed poison. There was no trace of it whatsoever. There was no plan to use it. The British government, for 2 years afterwards,
then planted a story in an Afghan cave, which they later had to admit was staged, of plans to use ricin. And don't forget, this is all on the eve of the Gulf War II, with Tony Blair with tanks driving around Heathrow. So it's the same MO, clear indications of a new invasion. They're replaying the same cards.
Yeah, and they didn't admit that the ricin plot was non-existent until 2 years after. And in fact, 2 years after, the director of The Power of Nightmares was given a BAFTA speech. The BBC excised it from the TV broadcast that went out 1 hour later because it was, quote, too sensitive, it touched a nerve. And that in that speech, he outlined how the ricin plot was completely fabricated and how people should be aware that the government's fabricating terror alerts in Britain. Then the government went around British newspapers like The Guardian and directly told them to remove the articles from their website.
What's that particular order in England called, a D-notice? That was in the news that D-notices were sent out not to report on that.
Yeah, and to retroactively remove all the reports about it being a hoax.
But you screenshot the articles and have them saved.
Yeah. So that was ricin in 2003. The British government still used it as PR until 2005, and then they censored anybody from talking about it on the BBC and in British newspapers. Before the ID card bill was introduced in the Queen's speech, I believe it was in 2003 again, we had this plot to attack buildings in London around the Canary Wharf area by terrorist hijacking planes flying them into London landmarks. Turned out, as the Independent of London reported, that it was cooked up by government lobbyists in alliance with all these heads of news corporations like ITN, who were behind the fake Serbian death camps in the early 90s, which launched that war. Turns out it was all scripted, all manufactured to try and give the ID cards bill, which was introduced, an extra push to get people in fear so they'd accept it. Yet that plot was recycled again about 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, where they again said they'd foiled this plot against Canary Wharf.
And Paul, you've only gone through like two of these now. We're going to run out of time. on PrisonPlanet.com, you have posted, it's got to be over 20 of them. There's over 50 of them. Here in the U.S., it gets worse, though. We have Ari Fleischer, and we have this in the Washington Post, Washington Times, folks, slipping up in a press conference and saying it's political, it's staged. The White House is issuing fake terror alerts. We have headlines, MSNBC, CNN, CBS. We have a headline, 23 Intel experts say terror alerts are fake. So we have a cast iron that they are staging these events. Then, Paul, what about all the events where they then provocateur patsies or raid innocent houses and shoot people or deliver ammonium nitrate to their houses or go find brain-dead Rastafarian street kids and give them 50 grand to march around as soldiers in Miami? I mean, this is... Then we've got that whole other class of not just fake terror alerts, but provocateur bust.
Yeah, in Toronto, where the ammonium nitrate was delivered, they had infiltrated the group for at least a year before. They had funded the ringleader. They had them stomping around in these warehouses and fields and gardens in a militaristic fashion, trying to get people's attention. And that's what a setup is. And then in Forest Gate in London, they 300 armed police raid two houses. Before they raided the suspects, they raided their neighbors, who were completely unconnected, but they decided to beat them up anyway. They shoot the suspect's brother. First, they claim his own brother shot him. The police later admit that the police officer himself did shoot him. And then 2 months later, they conduct the investigation. People are trying to charge the police officer on health and safety violations. Shooting somebody at point-blank range violates health and safety. But then, about a week ago, the police got absolved of all charges of that anyway. And obviously, again, it was proven that no dangerous chemicals were found at this address in Forest Gate, London.
But the average person still remembers the big nightly headlines. Dun-dun, dun-dun, tonight, top story. Deadly nerve gas found. A plan to kill all of London. And it turns out it's totally made up and they've released the people.
Right.
It's just, I mean, you can just go pick a house with Arabs in it and raid it and claim they had ray guns.
April 2004, the Man United suicide bomb plot. They grab a Kurd, interrogate him at a police station, says he has Manchester United, which is a football team, soccer, paraphernalia, which is ticket stubs and match programs and so forth. Because they bought the tickets, him and his friend from ticket touts, they were sat in different areas of the stadium. So they made up this plot that they were planning to bomb the stadium just because they were sitting in two different areas.
And to explain how that happens, a lot of times with tickets, because we've talked about this before, and it's the same in England as it is here in the U.S., if you get tickets at different times, you get different seats.
Yeah, and they bought them from touts, which means you have to go to the match and people sell them at exorbitant prices, and they're obviously in different parts of the stadium. Again, the papers ran big with it. Man U suicide bomb plot all turned out to be fake. It was admitted in the back of the paper. So to understand that perspective, every single major terror alert has been politicized and faked in Britain. So why should we believe that this latest one is any different?
Well, also then it fits in with Bojinka, which we know was another staged event where our government for many years tried to get terrorists to actually attack us and tried to have it carried out.
Yeah, the mastermind of which was Ramzi Youssef, who was also the mastermind of the 93 World Trade Center bombing. The terrorist group in that bombing penetrated by the FBI, yet the attack still went ahead.
Explosives supplied by the FBI.
Yeah, in a supposed sting operation, but they supplied them with real explosives. This latest one, we know now that Bush and Blair discussed it last Friday. So that in itself proves that the timing was in place and it was dedicated, focused timing to release it.
Six days before. Yeah, but now
it's... months before with the investigation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that delay tells me that they were so concerned about the fact that they'd been discredited with all these previous terror plots because they concocted the evidence and there's no tangible plot. They waited until these idiots, these morons, whoever they are, that they set up, because that's what happens in every case, actually did this dry run, which was reported on last night. They were caught engaging in a dry run. So they waited until these patsies could be seen at the scene of the crime and get noticed, and then that would present them with more.
But we don't even know if that's true.
Well, not yet, but I mean that's probably the line they'll go down. That happened on 9/11 when the actor James Woods reported to the FBI that he thought hijackers were conducting similar drills before 9/11.
Yeah, a lot of times what they do is they hire people and they tell them, oh, you're going to take part, you know, in some drills with us, and then they bust them and set them up, and it's just so sick.
Yeah, but the fact they knew about it weeks or months in advance shows that, you know, it's very careful timing. And suddenly, snap, it was announced, and, you know, baby milk formula became evil, and people had to hand in their iPods.
Paul, I want to do one more little segment with you, because I want to get your analysis on my concern that I think we're going to have a major terror attack in the next 2 months. The evidence shows it, and unless we really have a huge effort to get the word out on this subject, I want to get your take, your honest take on my views. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We don't need no education. We don't need any thought control, my friends. Welcome back. Dar Jamal just got back from the front lines in Lebanon. He also is an expert on government-sponsored terror and has witnessed it up close in Iraq and other areas. He'll be with us. And 30 minutes into the next hour, we're going to have open phones for the balance of the broadcast, the second half of the broadcast today. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls. Don't forget, coming up on the 26th of this month in Dallas, Texas, that's a Saturday, from 7 to 2 in the morning, we're going to show my film Terror Storm. I'll give a speech. Professor Jim Mars, expert on government-sponsored terror and the New World Order, will give an hour-long speech and take questions. Then I'll air about 35 minutes of footage shot up at the Bilderberg Group. That'll be an exclusive, and we'll have a lot of press there. It'll be a great 9/11 event. Then we're going to have live music from around 11:30 to 2 in the morning. But it's an event you don't want to miss. Tickets available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It's the best film I've ever made. It's the history of government-sponsored terror, the 7/7 bombings, the fake terror alerts, SAS, British troops caught carrying out terror attacks, 9/11. It's an incredible film. You need to get Terror Storm, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see all 15 of my films in super high-quality bandwidth, a lot better than you'll find anywhere else, my weekly TV reports, and a lot more. Paul Watson, the last 3 minutes we've got left in this hour. You know I haven't made other predictions. I've made one other prediction, and I said then we could stop it. And I said, call the White House, tell them don't carry out the attacks. I gave the numbers out. This time I'm saying, let's try something different. Let's call radio, TV. Let's be serious about this. And a lot of folks are taking me seriously. Some people aren't. Paul, I haven't even asked you. What do you think of what I'm saying?
I think we're in the most danger we've been in since the anthrax attacks after 9/11 of the government staging an attack. On whatever scale, I don't think it'll be kind of a medium-scale 9/11. It'll either continue to be small-scale, like the London bombings, which killed 50-some people, or it will be a lot bigger, radiological nuking of a city in the West or in Israel, because that's what the propaganda has been, brainwashing into people.
That's a key point. They always lay the script down before, exactly.
Yeah, there's two events which we need to watch out for the rest of August. 15th of August, there's a nuclear casualty drill in Hawaii, which drills a nuke going off and killing 10,000 people. They always piggyback stage terror attacks on the back of government-run drills so they can absolve themselves of culpability if any evidence leads back to them. It's all part of the drill. We weren't involved in it. So there's that in Hawaii, and then these wild-eyed neo-fascists and wacko evangelicals are saying that on August 22nd, Iran wants to initiate the return of the 12th Emon, or whatever, the 14th Loch Ness Monster Bigfoot. That's how crazy it all is.
And no one's saying that in Iran. We've looked into it. They're just making this up.
Well, they don't have the capability. The CIA's own report said 10 years. You know, their nuclear processing facilities have, by UN mandate, cameras lined up everywhere. So if a nuke goes off in a major Western city or in Tel Aviv, as Fox News fear-mongered a couple of weeks ago on Hannity and Combs, then for sure it's the globalists, because Iran does not have the capability.
So, Paul, I mean, just boil it down. You agree with my analysis. You think that barring exposing what's happening, we're going to have an attack, or do you think it's not that bad?
I think if we double our efforts, we can prevent it. They'll just ramp out more fake terror alerts. If we lay back, they'll go ahead and launch it.
I agree. They're seeing if Bush's approval rating goes up, which it is, and that's another sign they're going to do it. Thank you, Paul Watson. We'll be back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.